Yeah, so I'd say I've probably always been pro-choice and very supportive of my friends who needed abortions in the past, but I never thought about what I would do if I needed an abortion. So me and my husband have been together since 2008, I believe. And, we were working on things. We were trying to go to school, go to therapy, unpack some stuff. just like work on ourselves and get a house so that we could like start a family. And in 2017, we were finally ready. Everything was good. And we didn't have to wait long because we were pregnant. So we told our families and immediately started appointments. And anybody that's, excited to be pregnant, like knows that like the appointments, there's so many check marks, like, oh, if I pass this test, if I get to this many weeks, like the risk is reduced by this amount, or maybe that's just me being weird with spreadsheets. So, we made it pretty far, and like I would say like around 19 weeks, we were like, yeah, let's go to one of those like gender reveal places, or like where you can take the picture in the cute picture frame, and let's bring our parents. And so we sat there, we got an ultrasound. And the tech was having like a really hard time finding the baby, which was weird because obviously I was pregnant. Like I had a bump, everything. And we took our picture, we had the due date, we had his name, Vitale, Vito for short. And then we go to the anatomy scan. And we go there, we're excited. We're like, oh, okay, as soon as we get home, we're sending the invite for the baby shower. Like, this is great. And the first nurse came in, did her ultrasound, and then our another doctor came in, did an ultrasound. And I kind of like noticed, like, y'all are being real quiet. And when they turned on the lights, they didn't say anything, and then they said the prognosis is poor. And I was like, what does that mean exactly? And we found out that the baby had a brain tumor, was missing vital organs, like no chance of survival. Like I was like negotiating, like pleading. And literally, like I was the baby's life support. There's no amniotic fluid. And so they said your options are to terminate or to carry to term. And me just being like a logical person, I'm like, okay, if there's no amniotic fluid and I have organs, everything that I'm doing is like crushing the baby. So, like people don't really talk about abortion in context of having like mama's intuition. But I knew that that was cruel to carry that pregnancy to term. I knew it wasn't good for my mental health. And just was not the most compassionate thing, and the best gift that I could give that baby was to terminate. And I knew because of what mental space that I was in that I needed to do a DNE. Like I was in no place to go through like labor and delivery or like, and because I was like 22 weeks, like that was the only type of procedure that was, safe to do and everything. So I had a DNE. And I can tell you from the experience that my doctors and the nurses were loving. They took care of us in ways that, like, I'm forever grateful. They gave us footprints of the baby. They helped us coordinate, like, cremation services. They helped me, like, find therapy. And, like, nobody had any explanation. They just said, sometimes these things happen. So, just going through our abortion and not being forced to carry to term, like, gave us an opportunity to grieve. And about 9 months later, we were finally ready to try again. And, I wasn't excited because I'm like, okay, we don't have any answers. So I was like cautiously optimistic. I was still going through all the things in my head about like, oh, if I make it to this point, if I make it to this point. And same thing happened again. This baby was worse. But this time I was okay with going through, like, being induced and terminating and going through labor and delivery. And I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity to choose the right procedure at the right time for me. And so we ended up finding out that we both carry, like, a rare disease. Like, my husband grew up in Baltimore. I grew up in Southern Arizona. And somehow we found each other and both carry a disease, a gene for a disease that there's only 250 known cases, called Fraser syndrome. But through that, we were able to find an entire community of people who also carry, like, deadly genetic diseases. And all of them, I would say almost all of them, without, you know, the ones that don't know that they have a family history, find out because they had to have an abortion, because abortion was on the table. And, you know, I do have a 2-year-old now, thankfully, through IVF. And that would not have been possible without the tissue samples and all the things that happened through my abortion previously. And I know this is about abortion, but I also want to say the same folks are hypocrites because they're also coming after IVF. You know, they think we're out here having designer babies. It's like, no, it's not a thing. And it's just, you know, like, it's frustrating that people don't know a lot of these types of stories like mine. And so it's so important for us to keep this, like, keep access to all types of abortions in place, and the reasons are nobody's business. Yeah, I'm just grateful that I was able to, when I was saying goodbye to my sons, I was able to do it on my terms. Thank you.